Free Speech Radio.
To the hour of the time, I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, let me hear what I'm doing now. As you know, we got the computer working perfectly. We ordered two more drives to go in the RAID, the Fast Track Stripe. That's where it saves a file to however many drives you have attached to this RAID at the same time. So it increases the speed proportionately. For instance, if you have one drive attached to the RAID, then it runs at that drive's normal speed. If you have two drives, it's two times the speed. If it's three drives, it's four times the speed. And if it's four drives, it's eight times the speed. So for video, it's really advantageous to have this, because video files are huge files, and they not only contain the video, but the audio as well, which are also big files. So you have to have real fast drives, super fast drives, or at least an array that can handle the size of these files so that you don't lose frames, you know, saving video or putting it on tape. And so we had two drives, and it was pretty fast. Got to tell you, it's pretty fast. We ordered two more of the same size drives. I plugged them in today. And now I can't get the computer to recognize the array, the RAID array. It works beautiful and recognizes all the other drives and everything, but I can't get it to recognize this array. And I know it's something simple. It's no big deal. It's not like what happened a week ago. It's not like that at all. This is a simple problem that I just have to iron out. It's just going to take me a little time. I remember last night I told you that coming up, I think I did this at the end of the broadcast, coming up, we're going to have Joe Bannister as a guest on the hour of the time. Now, just a little suspense there. Joe Bannister is the special agent for the Internal Revenue Service. And all of those of you listening in the Round Valley better listen very closely to this, because tomorrow night you're going to want to have every single one of your friends, relatives, and acquaintances sitting in your house listening to this radio broadcast. This man was an Internal Revenue Service special agent, not just an agent, he was a special agent. He carried a gun. He investigated people who didn't pay their income tax, or who tried to, as the government says, cheat on their income tax. And he got into gun battles with some people, and he arrested people and took them to trial and threw them in prison for long periods of time. And he thought that he was doing the right thing, because he was doing what his supervisors told him, and he had faith in the system. He had faith in the Internal Revenue Service. He had faith in the government. He could not fathom any way that they could ever be lying to him. this was his chosen career. He wanted to serve his country, like I did, remember? I served in both the United States Air Force and the United States Navy before I wised up. You see, I was going to go to the Army and the Marines also. I was going to do the whole bit. And if I still could, talk them into it, I would have gone into the Coast Guard at the end of those four. I wanted to be the first one to serve in all of the military forces in this country, serving my country. I fought in Vietnam. I made rank really, really fast because I loved it until I found out that I was not serving my country like I thought. And the same thing happened to Joe Bannister. Here's an IRS special agent, devoted to his job, devoted to his country, devoted to the government, the system. They couldn't possibly be lying to me, he thought. Until one day, he's driving down the road and he hears this radio broadcast. And it's my friend B.B. Kidd. You've heard her on this show before. And she's the one that we all went to Washington in support of. Way, way back there, I think it was 1994 93 or 94. We had this big rally in Washington, D.C. that she organized. And I went back there and taped the whole thing and covered it on the radio, and you all heard about it. Well, D.B. was on the radio as a guest of somebody up there in California. I think it was San Francisco. She was saying all kinds of outlandish things about the Internal Revenue Service. She claimed that Congress had never passed any law making any citizen of any state liable to file and pay the income tax. She said the Internal Revenue Service was not an agency of the United States government. These are all things that I've proven long before she ever even stuck her finger into this. And a lot of the information she got from me and many other people, not just me. There's thousands of people across this nation who have done all this research and found out that these things are true. She said that whatever you pay in the income tax does not go to pay for any of the bills of the government, but goes to pay the interest on the national debt to the Federal Reserve. It's true. If you don't believe me, when you get your canceled check back, it will never say pay to or deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America. It always says pay to any Federal Reserve branch, any Federal Reserve bank, I should say. To the account of the United States. Now, the United States does not have an account in the Federal Reserve Bank. The United States has an account in the Treasury of the United States of America. When the United States of America writes a check, they write a check on the Treasury, not on the Federal Reserve Bank. All of those of you who work in government know that. All you have to do is read your check. I was in the Air Force and the Navy. Every check I ever received was written on the United States Treasury or the Treasury of the United States of America. Always. Never on an account at a Federal Reserve Bank. There isn't any. So when it was paid by the IRS to the Federal Reserve Bank, it was paid on the debt, interest accumulated, because we have a debt-based economy. So he thought this was outlandish. Outlandish. He thought to himself, well, I'm an Internal Revenue Service special agent. I'm going to call this woman and find out what she's saying, and I'm going to investigate it. And if she's wrong, I'm going to go on that radio show, and I'm going to chop her down to nothing. I'm going to cream her chops. I'm going to disintegrate her. I'm going to prove that she's wrong. So he called her up when he was off duty, introduced himself, and said he'd heard what she said on the radio and he wanted to learn about it. And he also said, well, if she's right, then I've got a decision to make. Well, at first, I don't think Beebe believed that he was off duty or that he was concerned about the things he said he was concerned about. I think she was highly suspicious and really didn't want to talk to him, but he was very persuasive, and so she eventually did. And she gave him information which he researched and found out was true. Much to his chagrin, he found out it was true. So he then began calling other people across the country. What amazes me is that they all talked to him. He would always say that, you know, whatever you say to me, you know, is going to stay between us because I'm off duty. Well, folks, let me tell you something. That's a crock of crap from way back. That's total bullshit. A special agent of the Internal Revenue Service, or the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or the Treasury Department, or the Secret Service, or any of those things is never off duty when you're talking to them. And anything you ever say to them can be held against you. He called me. We chatted on the phone quite a while today. He called me back then. Payman, one of the people who is very active in exposing the Internal Revenue Service, gave him my name and said that I've done some tremendous work and that he should talk to me. He called me up and introduced himself and said, Mr. Cooper, I was referred to you by Payman. Do you know Payman? I said, yes, I do. He said, you're not going to believe this, but this is true. I'm a special agent for the Internal Revenue Service. I'm off duty right now, and I'm looking into all of the things that you guys are saying is true about the Internal Revenue Service and the income tax, and I'm trying to find out what the truth is. Would you talk to me and help me? And anything you say to me, of course, is off the record and won't ever be repeated to anyone. And I said, but I don't know who you've been talking to or who you've been snowing or anything. If you're a special agent for the Internal Revenue Service and you guys have issued a warrant for my arrest, anything I say to you at any time can always be held against me. And, you know, if you're really who you say you are and you're really doing what you say you're doing, I wish you luck, but I'm not going to talk to you, you know, go fly a kite, goodbye, and hung up. Because in my experience with everybody, anybody who works for any agency of government, they always have an agenda, and they're always lying, except for Joe Bannister. Turned out that he was telling the truth. He has the courage of his convictions. He discovered that everything that we've researched collectively, those of us who have researched the Internal Revenue Service and what the government is doing and the income tax, he discovered that we are right on every single point that we have revealed to the public. And so he came to a crossroads. He sat down at his desk and he thought for a few minutes and he said, if this is true, which it is because I've already verified it, I can no longer work at this job because what I'm actually doing is persecuting my fellow Americans and I don't want to do that. I can't do it, is what he said to himself. And so, and you're going to hear all this from him tomorrow night. He's going to be a guest on this broadcast tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. So he made up a report on the hopes that he had done something wrong or overlooked something or maybe there was something that he didn't know. And he put in this report all of the things that he had discovered in his research, and he took it to his supervisor and addressed it all the way up the chain of command in the Internal Revenue Service, all the way up to the Department of the Treasury, to the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, and he demanded an answer. He told him, you need to answer each one of these points, and if I'm wrong about this, I want you to show me where I'm wrong, just like I've done over the years in the Freedom of Information Act and in direct letters to the officials of the Internal Revenue Service, and they never answer. Never because they cannot, because we're right. Well, Joe didn't know that, see? He was thinking, maybe they can show me where this is all wrong. And if they can, then I've saved my career and I can stay in my job. So this report went all the way up the chain of command. Everybody read it and went to the Commissioner of Internal Revenue. And guess what? They never answered one single question that Joe Bannister posed in his report. They never corrected any of his findings. They never refuted any of his findings, just like they'd never refuted any of mine or anyone else's. They never brought the law to Joe and said, here it is, Joe, right here. Just read this and it'll all be cleared up. They never did it. They never will do it. They never have done it. They can't. Because they're criminals. And so his supervisor called him in the office one day and said, Joe, I want you to take about a week off and think about all this. And if you come back and forget about all this stuff in this report, then we'll forget about the fact that you ever submitted it. But if you can't, then resign. And we'll show you how to resign. So Joe went home and took a 7-day vacation and came back and said, I can no longer work for the Internal Revenue Service because you're outside the law. What you're doing is wrong. And I can't do it to my fellow Americans, and he resigned. He gave up a good career. Didn't have to be in it too much longer until he could retire like all civil service employees do, with a very handsome retirement. But he couldn't do it, so he resigned. And tomorrow night he's going to be a guest on this broadcast. And you're going to hear it from his own lips. And if you don't believe he was ever an Internal Revenue special agent, then you won't be able to call in because we only have two phones. He's going to be on one line, and we're going to be on the other line plugged into WBCQ. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phones tonight, and I want you to call in and ask Joe Bannister a question tonight. I will edit those questions out of tonight's tape and put them on a fresh tape. And tomorrow night, after we get through with our little dialogue and he tells his story so that you'll all know who he is and where he's coming from, I will play your questions one at a time and let Joe Bannister answer them. And that's the best way I know of for you all to be able to ask him questions without being able to call in on the phone, because you won't be able to tomorrow night. See, we only have two lines. We have to use one line to plug into WBCQ for our international broadcast. And the other line is going to have Joe Bannister on it. And that's how we're going to do the interview. So, I'm going to play a little music now, and when I come back, you guys, now listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. The only thing I want to hear out of anybody's mouth is a question for Joe Bannister. Keep it short and to the point. Okay? Don't go off on some big long monologue. Don't try to change the subject, because if you do, I'll hang up on you immediately. I don't know how many times I've said this before, and somebody always plays the fool. So don't do that. This is your opportunity to get your question on tape. And they will be posed one at a time to Joe Bannister. And if we don't get them all answered tomorrow night, we'll have him back on Thursday night. Okay? So that's what we're going to do, folks. So hang on. I'm going to play some music, and then we'll take your calls. So while you're listening to got something in my throat here. While you're listening to the music, think of the question that you'd like to ask Mr. Bannister tomorrow night. And you will hear yourself on the air ask that question if you call in tonight and state your question. Okay? So when I greet you and bring you on the air, I'm going to ask you to state your question I'm going to be quiet while you do that, and when you're finished, I'm going to let you go off the air, and we're going to have somebody else come on and get as many questions as we possibly can. By the way, the number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. I never felt this way before, and I just can't keep the secret in me anymore. A few little words is all I need. Like I love you with that. My heart, it is a little bit of a lie. Cause you're my past. Over and over and over again now. It's a little bit of a lie. It's a little bit of a lie. Don't you see you? Give me a chance that I'll Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, I have a question for Joe Bannister. Joe, after watching your video, The Legality of Taxes, where you talked about the 16th Amendment never being ratified properly, even if it was ratified properly, is it true that by the definition of income, that's not what's normally taken out of someone's taxes? So I guess my question would be, from your research, what is the definition of income? Thank you.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578. Please, that gentleman did it just absolutely correct, and when you call, I hope that you'll do the same thing. 520-333-4578. Just knocked my earphones right off my head. Here's the number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to ask Joe how to handle a problem when the IRS contacts a bank or a financial institution and declares that you're subject to backup withholding. How best to handle that, and I want to know what he has to say about it.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578. Gee, you guys are being real good about this, and appreciate that very much. And it's really going to help us have a much better broadcast tomorrow night. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Bannister. It is this. Has he ever heard of the independent sub-treasury system, and would he consider a taxation system in which the government was prohibited from writing bonds of any kind and going into debt?
Thank you very much. That was Jeffrey in New Orleans. Thank you, Jeffrey. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Joe, what was the name and title of the highest ranking person that you reported your findings to, and was their answer just silence? Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. We're going to have some good questions for Mr. Bannister tomorrow night. Sounds like we've got some sharp people out there in the audience. 520-333-4578 is the number. Remember when you call to keep it to a question for Mr. Bannister, who will be our special guest tomorrow night, and then we'll let you drop off the air and get somebody else on. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Joe. I have a stock brokerage account where I do some day trading in and out of stocks, and I pay a lot of capital gains taxes. I would like to know your opinion of the legality of capital gains taxes and how I may cut down my tax burden on stock trading.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know, what Joe and I both have discovered is all of those things are illegal. The truth is, under the law, you don't have to do any of that stuff. But we'll ask him these questions and see what his answer is. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Question for Joe. To citizens who know the things that you do now, have you found anyone who's been successful at keeping the IRS out of their lives and keeping them out of jail and just basically keeping them from tampering with their private life? And thank you for what you're doing, both of you. Good night.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're taking questions on the air for Joe Bannister, and these questions will be posed to him tomorrow night. And if we don't get them all to him tomorrow night, maybe we'll have him back on Thursday. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Joe. Tell me, should a person fill in a zero tax return, and or if one does fill out a 1040 form, does it make any sense, in your opinion, to white out that little statement that's just above the signature on that form? Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Chicken plucker. 520-333-4578 is the number. And now is your chance to ask Joe Bannister a question. You've probably heard of him. I know if you've visited our website, you've heard a lot about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Bannister. What is a Social Security number versus a taxpayer ID number? Is they the same or are they different? What's the story here? Thank you.
Thank you very much. The number is 520-333-4578. We're taking your questions tonight for Mr. Joe Bannister, who will be our special guest tomorrow night on the Hour of the Time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. My question is for Joe. And Joe, I would like to know, is the reason that the IRS can tax people is because on their individual master file, they have them down as a citizen of Puerto Rico or some other country or territory of the United States? If that's so, by attacking the master file, would that be able? Will people be able to get out of the system? And I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Thank you very much. It's actually the United States Virgin Islands or Guam is usually what they have you listed as being a citizen of, and your occupation is usually listed as somehow drug or alcohol related. Believe it or not, it's true. I've looked at a lot of master files, and I have copies of their codes, and that's exactly what they did. They make you a citizen of the Virgin Islands, and they make you, or Guam, and they make you a person who deals in or imports drugs and or alcohol. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. My question for Mr. Bannister is, what would legally replace the income tax, and would it be a better form? Would it be better for the population of this nation?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
520-333-4570. These are some... I'm not sure that all of his research has gone this far, but we'll see. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Martha. And I just wanted to know, my question for Joe Bannister is, what percentage of the IRS BATS employees, in your opinion, are aware of the criminal fraud that is currently occurring? And what, in your opinion, can be done to educate all of them?
Thank you very much. That's an excellent question. 520. Yeah, I want to hear his answer to that question myself. 520-333-4578. He is the first and only person who has publicly admitted that he has quit the Internal Revenue Service for the reasons that it's unlawful and that they're doing unconstitutional and unlawful things. Now, some other agents over the years, our employees or special agents, may have quit for those reasons, but if they did, they did not say it. They just quit and went off to do something else. So we'll see what his answer is. 520-333-4578 is the number, and we're taking your questions for our guest tomorrow night, Joe Bannister, who was a special agent for the Internal Revenue Service. And when he found out that everything that they're doing is criminal, he quit. He resigned. And now he's on our side. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Bannister. At the time of your resignation from the agency, did the agency ever threaten you or told you to keep quiet and not tell anybody what you have found out? Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a good question. I've never heard anybody ask him that before, and so that will be interesting to see what his answer is. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering, asking him, Mr. Bannister, about double taxation. Because every time you buy something, you get taxed, and you get taxed when you get your money on your paycheck. Thank you.
Thank you. 520-333-4578. Our guest tomorrow night will be Joe Bannister. He's a man of principles, like me and many other people, who could not any longer work for the government, for the Internal Revenue Service, after he discovered that what they're doing is wrong, just like I've been telling you for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, my question is for Mr. Bannister. This is Helix from Detroit. And I'd like to know if he knows the percentage of people who are not paying income tax and what kind of percentage of those people would it take for this system to cave in on itself. Thank you very much.
Excellent question. Thank you. Good questions coming from all of you tonight. I'm proud of you. This is really very, very nice to hear these kinds of well thought out and very apropos questions. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. The question I had was, did someone perjure themselves like Woodrow Wilson to declare the 16th Amendment ratified? And also, is the income tax along with the Federal Reserve Act, establishing the Federal Reserve, is it all part of a grand scheme for the bankers to rob money from taxpayers?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
520-333-4578 is the number. Well, the only way the income tax could be part of a scam to rob the taxpayers is if, as it is, the economy is a debt-based economy, where money is not put into circulation unless it is borrowed into circulation, and that's exactly what happens. And the way they rob you is with the interest. See, the money never existed to begin with. Only that money that you borrow is put into circulation, but you have to pay back that money plus the interest. That's why we continually have to keep getting poorer. And the IRS's job is to rake that money in at the end of the year so that we don't have rampant inflation and people don't discover what's going on. If it didn't happen, it would become very obvious very quickly that the system was a thievery, massive theft, a massive fraud. And that's exactly what it is. 520-333-4578 is the number. That's also why income tax has to keep going up over the years, because you have to keep borrowing money back into circulation in order to pay off the interest that doesn't exist. And so they have to rake off more and more money all the time. Good evening, you're on the air. I mean, even the sheeple can understand that if they just even think about it for a minute.
Yes, sir. Of all the so-called tax experts and untaxed people, have you had a chance or an opportunity to look at a lot of them's theories and see which ones to avoid and which ones are on the right track? Thank you, sir.
And thank you for calling. Well, I can answer that for you right now. If you don't do your own research, and if you don't study the law, and if you don't mount your own defense or attack, whichever one it is, and it's always better to attack, you're not playing with a full deck of cards. But, you know, that's up to you. If you want to rely on somebody else to tell you what to do with your life, and you know that doing it, if you do it wrong, or if you don't have the courage of your convictions, or you don't have the support of other people behind you, could end up getting you thrown in prison. You have to be a man like me who is willing to die. And I would never bet my life on what anybody else taught me in some three-day class over the weekend in Kansas City. I don't care who it is or how successful they've been. And that's just my two bits. That's my opinion. You can certainly, and you certainly probably will do, whatever it is that you want to do. 520-333-4578. And it'll be interesting to hear Mr. Bannister's answer to that question tomorrow night. And I suspect that he's going to have some good answers for some of these things, and I also suspect he's going to have some I don't knows for some of these things, because you got to remember that just until about a year ago, he really was on the other side, and his mind works still in a lot of ways in that way. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I met someone who said they worked in...
Do you have a question for Joe Bannister?
Hello?
Do you have a question for Joe Bannister?
Yes, I do.
Okay, would you state your question, please?
I met someone who said worked a number of jobs as an independent contractor, never had a problem not ever filing for taxes, and then ended up with a job who gave their Social Security number and later got a letter from the IRS that they said that they owe. What could someone like that do? Also, I understand the IRS is an illegal tax, but if there's some taxes that we must pay, such as state taxes. Also, what should we do if the country goes to a flat tax? Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Threw me off there for a minute. I thought he was going to go into a monologue about some experience that he had. That's a good question. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my question for Mr. Bannister is, did he know that in Title 31 of the United States Code, I don't remember what section, but that there is no such thing as the Internal Revenue Service listed as a department of the Treasury Department or Bureau of Treasury Department? And that's my question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll clean it up for you tomorrow when we play your question. I'll have to rephrase it so that he will understand it, and I'll give him the correct United States Code and section. And it's the Department of the Treasury, not the Bureau of the Treasury, Department of the Treasury, and the Internal Revenue Service is not listed as an agency of the Department of the Treasury. Neither is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and neither is the Secret Service, because none of them are agencies of the Department of the Treasury or of the United States government. 520-333-4578 is the number. If they were, they would be required by law to be listed in the organizational structure in the United States Code of the Department of the Treasury. I bet this, you know, just tonight's conversation is probably making some of you squirm in your chair. I would bet on that. 520-333-4578. We're taking your questions, which will be asked of Mr. Bannister tomorrow night, and we'll get his answers. And tomorrow night I'm going to just let him answer the questions, and like the last one, if it's not phrased well or if it's misleading, maybe I will... rephrase it so that Mr. Bannister will know what you're talking about. I knew exactly what the last caller was talking about. Okay, don't tell me you're all out of questions. The phone's not ringing. Come on, guys. There's got to be something and somebody that needs to call and ask a question. In fact, there's a lot of you out there who have questions you'd like to ask but have never called a radio talk show before and are probably afraid to hear yourself on the air. It is, I got to tell you, the first time I was ever on radio, I was a nervous wreck. So I understand if you're nervous, but it's okay. I mean, nobody's going to bite you here. We don't even know who you are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. My name is John. I'm from Illinois. And my question is this. Joe Bannister, he's obviously a very bright fellow. He went through...
Wait, we know who he is. What's your question?
Okay, getting right to the point. Being such a bright fellow, why is it took him so long to figure out that all those years before he really did figure it out that he was breaking the law, that he was stomping on other people's rights? What took him so long, and how come all of a sudden now he produced this questionnaire to the IRS, and then after that he quit? I think that's a legitimate question for Joe to answer truthfully.
Well, thank you. What makes you think you wouldn't answer it truthfully?
Well, I'm just saying truthfully, and, you know, I don't want any big, long sob story. You know, I just want the truth, why he changed now, and...
I think you're going to hear that in the beginning, okay. Beginning of the broadcast tomorrow night. He's going to tell you the background and what happened and what led him to do this.
Well, like I said, he is a bright fellow, and then all of a sudden he just figured out, oh, I'm stopping on people's rights.
No, that's not the way it happened.
Well, okay.
If you were listening at the beginning of this broadcast, I told you how it happened, and it wasn't like that at all. It took him a long period of time of researching what those of us out here who had already done the research had found, because he didn't think that the government could be lying to him. He thought we were crazy, just like his supervisors had told him. And so he took months and years to research this stuff to find out that we're right, and it takes that long to do it.
Okay, if that's his answer, and that's hopefully that's legitimate.
Well,
there's always that doubt in the back of my mind saying, well, this guy worked for the government, and all of a sudden he figured out that...
I worked for the government, too, and all of a sudden I figured it out. Thousands of other, millions of other people, as a matter of fact. Did you know that most of the people in this country now work for the government?
Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe that's the whole idea. Maybe that's the whole, you know, part of the whole problem in this country. We've been brainwashed since we've been born.
That's exactly right. Now you're down to the meat of the matter.
You see,
I worked for the government not because I wanted to step on the rights of my fellow citizens. I believed in it.
Right.
And it wasn't until I found out the truth that I discovered accidentally that I stopped believing in it.
Yeah.
And I still believe in our government, which is the foundation in the Constitution. But what's in Washington, D.C. is not our government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Good government takes care of its people. Our government persecutes our people.
This government in Washington, D.C. sucks.
Right.
It's a pack of Marxist lying bullshit artists. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll ask your question, and we'll get Joe's answer. And I think he will answer you honestly. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Bannister. As a former special agent, do you have any procedural tips or insights for stopping a levy or shutting down a criminal investigation? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Got some real good questions tonight. all of them. I haven't heard one that's not a good question at all. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. The question for Mr. Bannister is, I'd like to know what kind of a defense I would have going into a tax court using the defense of not only what Mr. Cooper has mentioned about there's no way passed by Congress saying that I had to file or pay these taxes, but also I would also like to know how far I would get with the question that I no longer can in good conscience pay for murder all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just pausing to make sure I understood what his question was. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Joe. My question is with regards to tactical operations. With regards to percentages, how many of them were conducted without the proper use of a valid search warrant? Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I think there's a big focus now on making sure that there's a proper search warrant, although a lot of them aren't procedurally proper. And sometimes they're not signed by the right people. But there was a time, not too many years ago, when they were not even bothering with search warrants.
I don't know what to tell you.
And they were seizing private property and selling it with no recourse, and they still do that sometimes. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Bruce Omaha. Question for Mr. Bannister. What's the most effective way to get that damn withholding stopped off your paycheck? Thank you.
Thank you.
Now the reason I'm pausing before I say thank you and take them off the air is so that I'll have a little space there so that I can edit this without things running together and sounding really bad. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Could you ask Mr. Bannister?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Alrighty, I'd like to ask him what the most meaningful way to fight the IRS is and what tends to get the best response in dealing with them. Whether it's going to a summons hearing, through letters, through notices, and that's what I'd like him to address.
Okay, thank you very much.
Apparently,
that caller did not know that the IRS does not have the power to summons anybody. They can ask you to come.
They can ask you to bring your records.
And you can show up, but you don't have to talk to them. You don't have to produce anything. You really don't even have to show up, to tell you the truth. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to ask the gentleman, I would like to have proof, hard evidence, that the 16th Amendment was never ratified. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the proof is there. It's in a book called The Law That Never Was.
Thoroughly researched.
Over 17,000 documents were researched in all of the states. It's been absolutely proven. In fact, it's been introduced into court, and the judges won't look at it. They say it's a political problem
because it scares them to death.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Bannister. When you found out that something was wrong and you didn't agree with the agency's policies, did you ever discuss it with other fellow agents to see what they thought, whether they agreed with you or disagreed with you, and what was the ratio of people who agreed or disagreed? Thank you.
Thank you very much. one of the biggest indications, one of the things that, you see, I never read the book, The Law That Never Was. I kept hearing about it. And then I started studying court cases, and I studied the case where it was introduced as evidence, and the court refused to hear it on the grounds that it's a political matter, and it has to be solved by Congress. But it's not. It's a legal matter, and it has to be solved in the courts, because if it was ratified by any other procedure than that procedure outlined in the Constitution for ratifying amendments to the Constitution, which then become law, it's a legal question, clear and simple. And the reason the courts won't hear it and they try to refer it to Congress is they know Congress can't deal with it because it is a legal question, and so they're bouncing it back and forth so that nobody has to take the rap from the rest of the government that they killed the goose that laid the golden egg. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill. I'm the guy, you said you didn't understand my question a few minutes ago, and I was hoping...
No, I understood it. I just took a little pause to make sure I understood.
Then I won't interrupt for another second.
Good.
Thank you very much.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, I understood it. I just paused for a couple of seconds to make sure that I understood it. Because you really had two things in there, not just one. The name of the book that has all the proof, and you can duplicate the research if you want. I've done it. Many other people have done it. It's absolutely true. The documentation in there is absolutely rock solid. It's called The Law That Never Was by William Benson. And check it out. Find the book. Read it. Do the research. Good evening. You're on the air.
So, who do you say the IRS really is? Where does the money go? And how can they and why can they issue a warrant?
Whoa, wait a minute. Let's stick to one question for Mr. Bannister.
I'm sorry.
Now pick out which one you want to ask him.
All right. How can they and why would they issue a warrant for Bill Cooper's arrest? Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Simple. I don't file, and I don't pay. And they don't like that. Not only do I not file and I don't pay, but I tell the world not to file and not to pay. And they doubly don't like that. They really don't like that. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, don't file and don't pay. Don't file and don't pay unless you can prove to yourself, me and anybody else that asks you, that you're required. And you can't. And the IRS can't even prove it to you. I don't even answer the questions when I go in there and say, hey, you know, I don't understand this. I can't find any law that requires me to file and pay. Could you show it to me? They won't do it. They won't do it. 520-333-4578 is the number. And you know how I know they won't do it? Because I did it. And so is everybody else who's legitimately been trying to find the answer. You see, if I could find anywhere that I'm lawfully required to file and pay income taxes, I never would have stopped filing and paying because I am a law-abiding citizen. I'm an American. I believe in our real government. As delineated in the Constitution for the United States of America. I would never do anything that went against it. Ever. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-subversion. And that's what's happening in Washington, D.C. That's not our government. You don't believe me? Read the Constitution and compare it with what they're doing. Compare it with the United States of America today, and you'll see that is not our government. Good evening. You're on the air.
Joe, I have a question for you. Is there any judicial forum that you're aware of for remedy that would not be statutorily correct using admiralty jurisdiction? That if we are attacked by the Internal Revenue Service, we can use? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Good question. Is there one? I haven't been able to find one, but I would sure like to find one, so if Joe knows of one, I sure hope he has an answer for that. The United States District Court does not have jurisdiction over me. It doesn't have any jurisdiction in the state where I live at all. Period. Zip, zilch, zap. And I even read a United States Attorney's handbook that said acts of Congress do not apply to the citizens of the states. How about that? Right in there. It was amazing. 520-333-4578. We have a few minutes more, folks. If you would like to get your 2 cents in here, and you should, by cracky.
Broadcasting from me right to you, 50,000 watts and through America's great radio.
Oh, yes. Great jingles. I love them. Someday we're going to play them all. I think we've only played about half of them so far. And, you know, you got to keep pushing that button to get it up into the high numbers. So, but they got some good ones on there you haven't heard yet. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you have a question for Mr. Joe Bannister, he's going to be our guest on the Hour of the Time tomorrow night. And for all of those of you in the Round Valley of Arizona, this is your opportunity to learn some hard, cold facts from a real special agent of the Internal Revenue Service who stopped listening to what his boss told him, got into the law, and found out that they've been lying to him all these years, lying to all of us. He quit his job when they would not show him that what he was required to do was within the law. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. See, I have a question to ask him. If he would elaborate some on the issues of what taxes he thinks are lawful within the boundaries of the United States of America. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's easy. Read the Constitution. It says right in there which taxes are lawful and which taxes are not lawful. And it's pretty easy reading. I mean, it's real short. There's only 7 articles written by brilliant men who understood the meaning of words. And read it. But we'll ask him and see what he has to say. I can tell you right now, a flat tax or a sales tax is unconstitutional. the federal government can levy an excise tax on items engaged in interstate commerce the first time that they are sold in interstate commerce, including international commerce. Other than that, they can't do it. Can't levy a sales tax at the cash register. Can't levy a flat tax. That's a direct tax. Unconstitutional. But, you know, who am I? Who am I? How could I possibly know that? I'm not a lawyer. I can read, and I can read a law dictionary. I understand the English language. I know what words mean. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. Joe, just one question. In light of what you've learned, are you going to file come April 15th? Thank you.
Excellent question. He's already answered that several times, but we'll let him answer that for you tomorrow night or Thursday night. And I'm not going to tell you what his answer has been in the past. I think that that you should hear it directly from him. That's a heavy question, a real heavy question. Put your life in danger. You see, this is a landmark here, what we're doing tomorrow night. See, the Internal Revenue Service has issued warrants for my arrest. If Joe Bannister hadn't discovered the truth, and if he was still a special agent for the Internal Revenue Service, we may have faced each other across gun barrels someday in the future. And he may have had to murder me, or I may have had to murder him in self-defense. And they'll say it's not murder. I fought a war. I don't care how you kill somebody. You know, it's not good. And the only justifiable killing that I can think of is self-defense. Self-defense. That's why I hate snipers. I hate them. They're the most despicable, psychotic individuals that I can imagine that they would volunteer to become a paid assassin, lying in wait to kill someone who is not threatening them or anyone else. You say, well, what about a hostage situation? Hey, until the guy starts shooting, he's not hurting anybody. Well, we'll save his life. We'll save lives if we kill him first. It's not the way we do things in America, folks. It's not honorable. It's not decent. It's not America. Well, that's it for tonight. Good night. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Prue, Allison. God bless you, Annie. No ideals. Pay the tribute to your master.
Thunder. This is WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
here for you, that was your reason.